Hi guys, Ben here, and you are listening to this podcast because you are trying to improve your English. Well, I have some good news for you. Not only can you listen to Parler Anglais, but I also have a new podcast called Apprendre l'anglais avec l'actu. It is 4 times a week on the same day as Parler Anglais, and I will be presenting a news story every episode. So it's a great way for you not only to improve your English, but also to catch up on the latest news. So after you listen to this, make sure you check out Apprendre l'anglais avec l'actu. And if you enjoy it, make sure you subscribe and like and give 5 stars and all that type of thing. Okay, now you know about the new podcast, I'll let you get back to Parler Anglais. Enjoy! Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. And today's podcast is a grammar episode where we're going to look at how to use the word shall. It's a word which often is associated with the word will, and that's for a reason. They are very similar, but they're not the same, and there are differences. And on today's podcast, we're going to look at the similarities and the differences and how and when we use them. So first of all, let's look at how we use shall in questions. So generally, we use the word shall when we want to ask someone's opinion about an option. For example, shall we leave soon? That's something you might say if you need to go home. You might say, shall we go soon? Or shall I buy some milk when I'm at the supermarket? Here, we have some options and I want to know somebody's opinion about what I should do. So that's how we use shall for questions. And often there are comparisons made between will and shall, but with this particular rule, you should use shall and not will. You can use will for questions, but with a different meaning. Let's compare. Shall I turn the volume up? In this case, I'm asking an opinion. I'm asking you what you think. Do you think I should turn the volume up? Shall I turn the volume up? And then if we use will you turn the volume up? In this case, this is not asking an opinion. It's actually making a request. Will you turn it up, please? So it's a completely different idea. But shall can be used, like will, for positive and negative sentences, but usually only with I and we. So not questions, but positive and negative sentences with I and we. For example, I shall be late for the meeting. Now this is the same as, I will be late for the meeting. Or, we shall buy the tickets when we get home. You can also say, we will buy the tickets when we get home. So both options are okay. And in the negative, well, what's the negative of shall? It's either shall not or shan't. S-H-A-N-apostrophe-T. For example, I shan't be coming to the party. This is the same as, I won't be coming to the party. Or, we shan't catch the 11 o'clock train. Again, it's the same as, we won't catch it. So that's how we use shall in positive and negative sentences. One more point about this word, and that is with question tags. So question tags are really common in English when we're looking to confirm something or if we're not sure about something. For example, you don't eat vegetables, do you? And the question tag there is, do you? In most other languages, it's a simple yes or no will suffice. But in English, we do use those question tags. And we use the word shall in question tags with let's. For example, let's go, shall we? Or, let's wait a bit longer, shall we? Because this idea is always about you and another person or group of people, it's always we. So let's do this, shall we? It's never another subject. It can't be shall you or shall I. It's always, let's do this, shall we? So that's how we use shall. So, in conclusion, you can use it for questions, to ask for someone's opinion. Shall I open the window? We can use it for positive and negative sentences where it means the same thing as will, but only for I and for we. And you can use it in the question tag when we say let's. Let's make dinner, shall we? Okay, so hopefully you're much clearer now on how to use this pretty difficult word. Remember, if you have any ideas for topics you'd like me to talk about on these podcasts, then please get in touch. I always like hearing from listeners. You can find all my contact details on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.